An interim executive director is expected to arrive on the island soon to help restart daily operations of the Museum of the Aleutians. Museum of the Aleutians board member Susie Golodoff confirmed this week that the museum is still closed to the public and will remain so for several weeks.
It's still closed. We have no staff, so there's no way we can open it up.
But the board is actively negotiating to bring in a temporary administrator. The interim director will be charged with hiring a collections manager, an education programs director, and other museum staff. Golodoff says the museum board has been working with Scott Carley, curator of museum services at Alaska State Museums.
That's his job, to help museums get on their feet and deal with things. So he has recommended an interim director that we hope will come out fairly soon.
In the meantime, while the museum is closed, Golodoff says no one, not even board members, enter the museum's collections room. City staff are taking care of the building's janitorial needs. The museum board is comprised of four seats appointed by four different community entities: the Kowalingan Tribe, the Unalaska Corporation, the Aleut Corporation, and the City of Unalaska. City Manager David Martinson currently occupies the city seat. Brenda Tellman represents the tribe. Golodoff occupies the OC seat, and Patty Gregory is the Aleut Corporation representative on the board. Three of the museum directors are public at large seats, and those representatives are appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the Unalaska City Council. Two of the board's public at large seats are currently occupied by Ann Nora Arett and Melissa Good. Prior to last week's city council meeting, Mayor Shirley Marquardt selected a resident new to Unalaska to be her appointment to the museum board. A council confirmation of Wayne Chin proved divisive as Councilmember Frank Kelty objected to the mayor's selection. Kelty asked that more time be given to accept applications for the seat. At least one other resident had submitted an application alongside that of Wayne Chin's. But as of this morning, Chin has resigned from his newly appointed post. Chin cited personal reasons to KUCB for his resignation, saying on a voicemail that he had had a discussion with the mayor and tendered his resignation. City Clerk Kat Hazen says that the city will repost there is a vacancy once again on the board, and that the mayor will determine a new deadline for applications. Mayor Marquardt will once again select another appointee, and the nomination is expected to go to council for confirmation at the December 22nd or January 12th City Council meeting.